last several years, I've been conscious of the fact that very often when there's been an effort to develop a peace plan between nations, or sometimes it's just when it's an effort to mediate a conflict within a labor dispute, that they will say, well, there's been a framework worked out for an agreement. But then the commentator will say, but the devil is in the details. Meaning, yes, maybe we have a broad framework on how we're going to resolve this problem, but we still haven't come together on the specific details of what all's going to happen. And of course, that's usually the really hard part. I'd like to borrow that phrase, but turn it just a little. And I'd like to say that very often, the message of the gospel is in the details. You know, the story this morning, it's the healing of a blind person, a blind man. And you know, we could easily say, oh yeah, we've heard a few of those stories before. They're kind of all alike. Jesus just healed somebody. That's a good thing. But let it go at that. But if we begin to look at the details of the story, then we begin to get a better sense of what St. Mark, in writing that gospel, was trying to say to us. One of the things as important is that in Mark's gospel, from almost the very beginning, right after the death of John the Baptist, Jesus is moving his way towards Jerusalem. And he encounters not just this blind person, but a few chapters earlier, there's another blind person. And if you contrast those two events, there's some very specific differences. In that first one, Jesus takes him aside to heal him. Takes him off by himself. And then he says he uses spittle and puts it on his eyes. And the man doesn't get healed right away. He gets healed some, but Jesus has to lay hands on him again so that he can see clearly. The story this morning, there's no effort to hide it. It's very out in the open. Another important detail there is that the blind man addresses Jesus in a way that has not been done through the whole gospel up to this point. Son of David. Now, we're kind of used to that. It may not mean much to us. But for the Jewish people to say someone was son of David, that was to begin to bring expectations of the Messiah. Because the Messiah, the promised one, was to be a son of David, a descendant of King David. Now, what does all that mean? Well, it means that earlier in that first blind person, Jesus wasn't really ready to proclaim himself as Messiah. But with Bartimaeus, he lets it be proclaimed quite openly. He manifests his healing power quite openly. Now, another important detail to understand that is, where does the miracle take place? In Jericho. Jericho is 17 miles from Jerusalem. Jesus is about to reach his goal. Probably has just a few more days of walking left, and he'll be at Jerusalem. And you know what happens there. So his ministry is coming to an end. Now he's quite ready to let himself be known as Son of David, as the Messiah. There's another little interesting detail in there. The blind man Bartimaeus says, "Have pity on me." Well, that was a phrase that was often used in relationship to God. Would God have pity on us sinners? It's used in several of the Psalms. And what Mark is telling us is that this blind man saw in ways that even the apostles had not seen up to that point. He addressed him as God, "Have pity on me." He knew he was the Messiah, the promised one. The other thing very interesting in there is he doesn't let any obstacles get in his way. The people are telling him to be quiet, don't bother him. And he shouts all the louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." He's overcoming every obstacle so that he can get to the Messiah, that he can get the healing that he needs, the healing that he wants. Now, what does that mean for us? Well, it means for us that we must do the same. We must overcome every obstacle in our lives to come to the one who can save us. Come to the one who can heal us of our spiritual blindness. Come to the one who can bring us to the fullness of life. You know, it's so easy for us to say, "Well, I can't do it now. I got this to do and that to do, and this is in my way." No. That blind man was determined to get to Christ. Mark wants us too. To get to the Lord Jesus Christ, because He alone can bring us healing. I might tie in just another thing from the first reading. Notice how in the first reading it talks about that day when salvation comes and the blind will be healed. What is being told us there? That salvation has finally come because Jesus has healed the blind. Mark wants you and I come with full conviction that this Jesus is the one who can heal us. Notice the other thing there. As soon as that blind man is healed, what does he do? It says he followed Jesus on the way. Mark wants you and I to do the same. Once we have come to Jesus, He wants you and I to follow Him. Not just partially, but with the totality of our lives. Because that is how we come to salvation, by following Jesus. But we need to throw in another thing here. What does John's gospel teach us about Jesus? He doesn't say that Jesus just shows us the way. He says, "Jesus is the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life." We have to come to Him. We have to surrender ourselves to Him. We have to somehow let Him enter into us and us enter into Him so that He can actually be for us the way to the Father. That's what Mark wants to do. Bring us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have us surrender our lives to Him. To make Him the most important thing in our lives so that He can draw us to the fullness of life. Life forever in the kingdom of our God.